Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called The Inbox Trap, What AI Taught Us About AI Implementation by Brett Allegray Wood.
And I'll say up front, this one got under my skin, in a good way.
How so?
Because it doesn't start with AI, it starts with email. And that reframe changes everything.
Right. So Brett opens with this observation. Email genuinely changed business. It was a real shift. And then slowly, without anyone really deciding it, it became a master. Most of us checking inboxes at 6 in the morning before coffee, firing off quick replies at dinner, dreading Sunday evenings as the inbox refilled.
The tool that promised to free us ended up owning us. And then social media did the exact same thing. Genuine connection at first, then endless notifications. Another leash.
And the argument in the article is that AI is next in that line. Left unchecked, it will happily generate endless content, surface infinite possibilities, and create new tasks faster than you can complete them.
Which is a line that should stop any business owner in their tracks.
It should, because we are at that early moment right now, the moment where it still feels like a tool we control.
So what's the answer? Resist it? Ignore it?
No, and Brett is very direct about this. Resistance is wasted energy. The leaders who dismissed email as a fad, who ignored social media until it was too late, paid the price. AI will reshape your industry, whether you participate or not.
So it's not about whether, it's about how.
Exactly. And here's the part I think matters most for anyone running a team. The reason email became a prison is because we let the platform owners set the agenda. We never defined what the tool was for on our own terms, and so they defined it for us.
And the same dynamic is already playing out with AI. The large language model companies are building products designed to capture your attention and dependence, not to serve your specific business needs.
That's a direct quote from the piece, and it's worth sitting with. These are not neutral tools.
So what does intentional leadership actually look like here?
A few things. First, understanding how these tools actually work. Not the technical details, but the capabilities and limitations. Second, encouraging your team to bring problems to AI, rather than waiting for AI to create new problems for your team.
I like that. Problems up, not features down.
And the third, which is where most organizations fail, is asking, what does our business actually need, before asking, what can this technology do? Because when you define the problem first, AI can genuinely augment how your team works, rather than just add to the noise.
Most businesses do it backwards. They see a feature, then go hunting for a problem it might solve.
Which is how you end up with a lot of activity and not much progress.
What about pace? I hear a lot of business owners who feel like they're already behind, like they've missed the window.
Brett addresses this directly. The right pace is slow enough to be intentional, fast enough not to be left behind. And businesses that try to change everything at once usually end up changing nothing, except their stress levels.
That's very real.
The practical approach he describes is this. Start with one process that frustrates your team. Experiment with AI as a solution. Learn from what happens, then find the next. Gradual integration, not revolution. You don't need to transform everything by next quarter.
And the idea about filtering noise is the one that hit me hardest.
Say more.
Brett makes the point that filtering AI noise is not ignorance, it's strategy. And then he says it's not new. You've been doing this your entire career. Filtering the essential from the urgent, resisting pressure to chase every trend, focusing resources on what actually moves the business forward.
AI is just the latest tool requiring that same discipline.
Which is oddly reassuring. The skill you already have is the one you need most right now.
So what's the one thing someone listening should do this week?
Ask your team what they wish took less time. Collect 3 answers. AI leaders source problems from the ground up, not from vendor demos.
For me, it's this. Write down the single process that causes your team the most pain. Not the flashiest use case, the most painful one. That is your first experiment.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there as well.
Well worth it. See you next time.